Blog Talk Radio.
It's we're supposed to be scheduled now.
There you go.
Oh boy. Okay, we're ready. You're gonna have to deal with these people because this is just too much. Every damn time is drama with this shit. Calling the switchboard. Well, I don't want to talk about what all that right now.
Get ready. Yeah. You done rocking with the best. Yeah. Hot Talk Radio. ATL's finest. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. China doll, JD, aka the Black Clark Kent, T, aka the Professor. What up, Fat Polo? Kiwoo. What's up, Sean? Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Let's go, it's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go, it's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go, it's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go, it's Hot Talk Radio.
Make your
What's up, ATL? This your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. We got Mama Rossi in the building. We got Sean in the building. The rest of the hosts will be checking in periodically. But you know what, y'all? Today is Sick Sunday.
What y'all sick of out there? I know what.
I know one thing, Mama Rossi. I'm sick of this damn system. Sean, tell her, hey, what's up?
What's up? Hey, this is your girl, Sean. How y'all doing out there?
I'm sick of that shit.
I'm sick.
Sean? I'm sick of that.
I'm sick of your ass. You supposed to be over here chilling with us. What's up with you?
I'm sick of this.
Oh, sick of this. I'm sick of these goddamn cramps. Why the hell I have to be a woman today? Sick of this. Sick of these niggas. I swear to God I can chew them off.
You know what? You know what? I'm sick of these lying niggas, too. I'm sick of everybody. I'm sick of everybody.
Fuck it.
I'm sick. I'm so sick. My stomach hurts. I'm so sick.
Me and Mama Rossi, we've all got sick. We got, you know, we got a virus.
We got that stomach virus. That
ATM
stomach virus.
I don't know where it came from, but we got it. Probably from me. Because, you know, y'all know my day job is. They might not. They don't need no help. We're going to start off with some of these birthdays.
All right, let's see. We got
my tag friend, Cargo Fashion, number 7.
Happy birthday, Cargo Fashion.
Derek D.
That's Derek.
Oh, well, he ought to put 2 R's on something else in there.
Derek D. He's turning 41.
Don't be telling all the man's time.
41 is a young,
hey,
Derek.
But I must be
old. I'm lying. He old as hell. Stop lying to him.
Man, he is, look, he 41. He in his early 40s. What it do, Derek?
Whatever. He damn his ears from our air, but stop lying.
Yeah, I guess it's Georgia Boy 404.
Hey, Georgia Boy 404. We see you. Hampton. He from the south side, going towards 85. What that is,
85
South? Like
he's
going towards?
He's going toward Griffin. That's his point. Oh, boy. He's got them six.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's South. Okay, okay, okay.
And let's see. Let's go to Facebook and wish these people happy birthday.
Come on, Facebook.
Them. I got somebody to wish.
Okay,
well,
can I finish what we do? One at a time, Nickel.
Okay.
I'm sick of rude bitches. I'm sick of that shit.
All right, Mama Rocks, goddamn it. It's one true clean.
Sean, I'm talking. Happy birthday to Allison Ponder, Calandra Ruff, Michelle Petty Judson, and Rico Smith. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hot Talk Radio.
Happy birthday.
Keep in mind, y'all, this is real live, real talk. We don't play no games. This is real live, real shit that we talking today. We love y'all. Thank y'all for the fans. We got over 800 followers. Mama Rossi talking right here. Lady Libra and Sean. We love all y'all for y'all support. I want to give a shout out to my cousin, Frantasia Allison. She texted me like an hour ago. She online, she listening. I love y'all. I love my auntie Iris, my cousin Mel.
I love everybody.
I love y'all. Miss y'all. Thank y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all make y'all way out.
For
everybody.
That hold me down. I'm straight real.
Sean, wish your people happy birthday. Cause you don't
I would love to wish my happy birthday to all my girls, Lisa Baker and Nicole Dixon. Thank you guys for holding me down. They text me to me. I'm listening. It's their birthday. So happy birthday, ladies.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
That was my time to cut out, but y'all know I be sounding like a man. I'm going to shout out to some of our promoters. We got APE GME, Apple J, YOLO Entertainment, The Affiliates, Twin Productions, Ill Found, MPM Entertainment, Six Figure Promotions, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, Dub Beats. We want to give a shout out to Backbone, with the Danger family, who is very close to Hot Top Radio at this point. Y'all be hearing a lot from him. Remember, we are planning his big birthday as extravaganza is going down. We want to also give a shout out to our twin folks. This is Twin Folks Week. You can look them up on Facebook. TWIN, capital FOLKZ.
Chi-Town,
that's right. We want to give a shout out to all our listeners in France.
And we want to give a shout out to all the listeners in Czechoslovakia checking in. We got listeners in Germany checking in.
We love y'all.
So all y'all. I want to say Ich liebe dich. That's I love you in German. I want to say Sien Tate to all them chicas in Spanish. Come sit down and listen to Hot Talk Radio. Thank y'all. I love y'all. We appreciate all y'all love.
Hot Talk Radio is now global. In case you did not know that.
We all over the world.
That's right. I want to say thank you for the listeners in Africa. We just
Africa, I glow Hot Talk Radio. I just said, I don't know what language. I think it was Timbuktu or something. I don't know. But in whatever case, we want to thank all the African listeners. Charles, my homeboy Charles on Facebook. I don't want to fuck his name up. Numabuski. Thank you, baby.
Shout out to Joe Hightower, our Black Clark Kent. That's our fake ass superhero. Maybe he'll, you know, get his cape out to clean him. You know what I'm saying? He be grinding everybody. He loves Hot Talk Radio. He is very, very much involved. You know, sometimes you don't hear him, but that's where we come in at. We got his back. Shout out to Fat, who held down at the Exquisite Car Wash, doing that car wash in Hot Talk Radio. That's right. We want to give a shout out to Polo, Joseph, Polo the One. We got T. Terrence, our ex-professor, Simba analyzing the situation. You know what I'm saying?
We got Cognac Black.
That's right.
You know, he on Camelton Road, Cromwell.
At a barbecue. But he said we called him, he'd be more than happy to check in. Check this out. We went to
a wine tasting last night, y'all.
It was
at a place called Our Bakery off of Main Street.
On Main Street. If you don't know where Main Street is, you ain't from the CP. It was in College Park. It was very so much off the chain.
Kanye got up and spit some poetry for me, shut the whole house the hell down. You know what I'm saying? So, for those of you all, we do attend the events that we're invited to. You know what I'm saying? We were planning on hosting from there. Me and Cognac was on the way, and I logged in to let you all know what was going on, and we got to fight on the way there. If you tune in to Satisfy Saturday, you will hear and start our ride there. But when we got to the facility, because where they were holding the event, we weren't able to get a signal to continue to host. But nonetheless, pictures will be posted soon, you know, but we were there. We introduced ourselves. And
we got big things popping for Hot Talk Radio.
It's going down.
It's going down, y'all.
It's going down. So
real life.
New exciting things, guys. We trying to put our hands in everything, you know, from wine, the poetry, the hell, we need more rock. We're going to fool with some rock stars in a minute.
Yeah, do we have any true rock stars out there?
I think I want to be an astronaut.
You know? Well, send me up, Scotty.
Oh, Lord.
So, today, people, is Sick Sunday.
What are you sick of today?
We want the doctors here. We got Dr. Mamarazzi in the building, Dr. Lady Libra, and Dr. Sean. The rest of the doctors will be checking in. So,
we want to hear y'all.
We want to know what the hell y'all sick of. Because the first thing I'm sick of is this damn system. Y'all hear Lady Libra catch hell every week, every time we come on. Now y'all know it ain't the liquor.
It ain't the liquor.
Mamarazzi, am I drunk yet?
No. Look, you ain't drunk yet.
Well, the only reason why we can't
get... I've been down for 2 hours, y'all, and the system, I don't know if it's the way a man got the system set up, but this thing been tripping since I've been here. I'm sick of that, and I'm sick of just being sick. You know what I'm saying? My stomach hurts. I got diarrhea.
Our stomach literally hurts.
She don't gave me a stomach virus, y'all. I don't know where it came from, but if you hear me going in and out, I'm in the bathroom. I'm just gonna keep it real with you. I ain't gotta sit here and lie to you. You know what I'm saying?
And just for the record, anytime that you get a virus, your body builds up an immunity to it, and you don't get it again. So apparently, no. I'm saying it's a different kind. See, each time you get a stomach virus, it's a different kind. You don't never get the same one again.
But that bitch
comes. So whatever this one is, I have never had it before. Now, I
that
Irene. What? Sean,
that
bitch
Irene.
Laughing, but she shouldn't do.
Yes. I don't know what's going on for my body.
Hold on, my husband on the phone, baby.
Oh, she over
there.
Hey, baby.
What you doing?
She over here making love on the phone, so.
I was just saying, you know, we did go on. She came over and made me get up, and she wouldn't let me, because I was sick, being excused.
No, because I'm over here sick. I got a whole
She's sick too, baby. You know what? It is a summer virus because Sean's sick and Mama Rocks is sick. And you know, we was all together yesterday at that wine mixer.
I think you know what?
So, what?
It might have been that burnt bread. I think it was that burnt bread smell that got up in. Remember when that man, Sean, didn't I tell you I smelled something burning?
Yes, you did, but we're not going to do that, Mama Rocks.
I said, smell something burning. And then you were like, I said, damn, they don't smell that thing burning. Next thing I know, she trying to hurry up, open the door before the smoke alarm went off. Now, all of a sudden, we got you bathroom, the number three. Ain't no number two, y'all. This is number three. I'm talking about the kind of how you sweat. You
got to
come out your shirt. Come
enough about shit.
I was just trying to hold you down while you on the phone with your man. But anywho. Woo! It's hot over here, y'all. Hot Talk Radio. Real live, real nigga shit.
We're gonna take a break. Cause my stomach hurts.
She gotta go to the bathroom.
I need to find that song, Sweet.
Oh, Lord. Let's see what we wanna play.
Yeah, let's see what we wanna play.
I don't know. We scrolling.
We trying to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. I feel like some flies.
Yeah, I feel some flies. And his old nasty self. And he's too short to be that good.
Never knew you felt like that, baby. Never knew you felt like that. Pleasure's all mine.
I think it's so cute how you use me. Whenever you want sex, I'm who you come see. I'm the one you call when your body on E. You need a refill, I'm who you come see. They give you 87, I give you 93. Premium, top of the line, straight D. Say it again in my ear.
Cloud, you a beast.
How can one this gutter be so sweet? Whatever you want, baby, it's my treat. All I want from you is to let me go deep. I'm on call for you 7 days a week. Sex on delivery and so deep.
Oh, boy, I came to you on two occasions. That's when I want it, that's when I need it.
When she think about me, she gets so wet. Every time she want it, she send me a text. Do I want it tonight? Baby, yes. Between her legs, she is so blessed. She's the best thing in the bed that I've met. You need a good jewel, be my guest. Whatever you want, I'm at your request. Until I get to you, baby, I can't rest. All I can think about is feeling your sweat. Planning your hair and feeling your flesh. Watching you as you undress. I'm your goon, you my gourmet.
When I need it, that's when I need it. You know I
feel your hand in my boxes. Baby, it's 5 in the morning, you rubbing on Oscar. Know if you wake him up, it's gonna be problems. I know you playing with what you want, so I won't stop you. Just let me open up my eyes so I can watch you. You want a dose of your medicine, you want to see the doctor. Gonna take them all so I can go and lock you. I call you mama, you call me papa. I want to make you tonight, my baby mama. Spin like water, me no aroma. Come a little closer so I can put it on you. You my property, I'm your owner.
Daisy, where you been?
I was sick. It hit me.
We all sick.
You were sick.
It's sick Sunday, right?
Yeah, it's sick Sunday.
Okay, I was sick then.
What you sick of, baby?
I think it was a bad piece of cake or something.
Oh, fool.
I heard you were sick around there, too.
Yeah, we all over here sick.
Lady Libra got me sick.
No, but what's I heard that? You was like throwing up in the morning sick. I know you just got married and everything.
Hold on, just because I got married is not good.
You said it already?
Professor.
I'm in the building.
You're in the building?
All day, every day, no days off.
We got Dr. Professor in the building. We got Dr. Big Feezy in the building. Where's Dr. Swerve? Because I want to bite his head off.
He was on the motorbike headed to Fernandina Beach earlier today, so he at the beach today.
Oh, okay. Well, you tell him I'm finding his ass. The hell if he's somewhere tanning and I'm somewhere shitting. This ain't right.
He said he had to get on two wheels. He said the day was too pretty for him not to get on two wheels. That's the beauty of being down in Florida, man.
Well,
they had the shrimp fest going down at Fernandina Beach.
Well, so, you know. I want to go.
I can't do the bike thing.
Yeah, I
want to
do
the bike. Doctor, Professor.
I get it.
You know, today is
6:30.
And I just want to know, what is it that you call?
Say again?
Today is sick Sunday. Tell me something that you're sick of. See if we can get to the bottom of it and cure you.
I'm sick of, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's what it's about right now. You understand? I'm sick. I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired.
So
what
can we do to cure you? What you mean?
What can we do? Let's see. Well, you know, usually I would say, in despite of, you know, my normal daily activities, usually, you know, a good nut will always cure me, you know, but, you know, good nut can't pay bills these days, you know, and I'm doing the school thing and I'm trying very hard, you know, to maintain, and it's hard because, you know, I have no income coming in, and the thing about it is I'm so used to being out there getting it on a normal basis, you know, but, you know, what goes up, you know, of course, must come down. So, long story short, I'm trying to be able to, you know, take this plan that he has in store, you know, and make it happen. But, you know, it's rough. It's really rough, you know, and I'm just trying to take it a day at a time. You know, every time I turn around, you know, another bill, another bill, another bill, another bill. And,
that
you
would
know,
be. You sounded like Dr. Phil's next door neighbor lived across the street. Like, that was real beautiful.
I got something that I'm sick of. I got something else I'm sick of. Y'all ready?
Yeah, we ready. What you sick of, baby?
I'm sick of the Arabs selling me stale ass blunts that break when I bust them.
Oh, word. Hell yeah. I'm sick of stale blunts too.
Yeah. I'm sick of going to check cash and so, and it smell like a skunk. They be musty. I'm sick of that.
Hey, they need to stop selling a brother stale blunts, man. That shit, that be messed up.
You know
fucking
what?
Fucking up my Sunday.
Something is wrong with you.
Hey, man, my mama just told me that today, so I believe you.
You ought to be sick of hearing that shit.
I just want to know if you saw a plus sign or a minus sign.
On what?
On that pregnancy. Oh, I didn't want to. Damn, I let the cat out of the bag.
I'm going to call my
Lady Libra. Lady Libra got a baby with her son, y'all.
Oh, shit.
She's been throwing up all day.
I got too many men for that room to be out. Like,
nah, we just kid. I'm just playing. She ain't pregnant.
Who playing? She married. She can be pregnant if she married, right?
I mean, I don't know. I think we practice same sex right here.
Where is Sean?
That's another one you need to be getting
right
on.
I'm right here.
That's that bullshit I be talking about. I'm sick of that shit.
Hey, everybody.
There go Elliot.
Who the hell is that? I don't know him.
He said.
Oh, you don't know? Wait a minute. You better back this thing up and rewind it and greet me properly.
They call that shit be the forward, nigga.
Hey, I'm sick of y'all getting out y'all place. How about that?
Smoke out our pipe.
You sick of us getting out of our place?
No, he used to smoke out of our pipe.
That's her place. Y'all don't know nothing about that. She know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to Chillin'.
I'm
talking
to lying-ass niggas. Dr. Professor.
Yo, y'all.
I'm sick of lying-ass niggas.
Yo,
there it is.
I'm sick of lying-ass niggas, too. You know what I'm sick of?
Me, too.
I'm sick of girls trying to lure a nigga, you know what I'm saying, on the other side of the field. Let a nigga be for a minute, you know what I'm saying? If he don't want to be in a relationship, then that's that nigga prerogative, you know what I'm saying? You know, straight like that.
Hey, so when you say that, what you mean when you say that?
What I mean, meaning if a guy says that
he
don't want no girlfriend, you know what I'm saying, and you end up sleeping with him, don't get a nut. Mixed up with emotions, you know, a nut is a,
no way.
Is a nut. So leave
the ground be laid. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be an understanding whenever you're dealing with whoever you're dealing with. If they don't have an understanding, then of course there's going to be emotions involved.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, for my niggas out there, stop lying.
You have numbers?
You'd be better off. If you tell the truth, I promise you, I won't tell you no lie.
They gotta be sick.
We
want
to tell the niggas to stop shooting us bullshit.
Oh, we got a 904 caller.
We got a 904 caller coming in.
Hold on, let me see what's up.
I'm on the L. Let everybody
know. What's up, baby?
What's your name?
What's
your name?
Swerve G checking in.
Swerve, also sick of you. Swerve on the one time, Swerve. No, I haven't told you about that, baby. Swerve. That's
all I'm getting you tonight.
My little sweet girl, a black and Swerve like this.
Hey. Hazel loves it. You know what I'm saying? Hazel loves it.
Elliot, they gonna
Swerve, see you back out the beach bar?
You know, nigga, I just called this motherfucker like 30 minutes ago. They told me it wasn't no show schedule.
Yeah, the system.
That nigga say he was on one wheel trying to get back to this bitch to get on the app.
No, man, shit. I'm on that bitch. I'm doing a buck 20 passenger on the plane highway on this motherfucker.
Oh, man.
I can't hear nobody.
Yeah.
Damn, show you.
Oh, for what? Put my life on the line for this shit.
Word, what you think? Let his mama rap. Word, what you think of?
What's that? What the hell are we talking about anyway? Fuck.
That my baby though. Swerve. Why did she?
Swerve. What's that? I'm gonna
bite your head off.
Well, I keep telling you about using your teeth, and I ain't with that.
What you supposed to say when I say I'm gonna bite your head off?
Hey, what we was talking about? The goddamn what
praying
the
mantis.
What?
The praying mantis.
Exactly.
He bites the head off the male mantis and send his ass in heat. So he doesn't want to have sex until his head is bitten off.
Yeah, and exactly. That's what I said. As soon as you just bite it off because you know what's going to happen.
Y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy.
Professor, can I bite your head off?
Mm-hmm. Just a minute, baby. Bite it off.
Elliot, I
want to
bite
your
head off.
Mama Rossi want to bite Elliot's head off.
I'm tired of y'all trying to bite all the damn whole head, so I got to leave them. This head's long.
You can bite it off, but don't bite it off. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what I keep trying to tell her, dog. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You can bite it off, but don't bite it off. Make the tent.
Yeah.
You know, make it disappear, and then... Voila, bring it back again.
There you go. That's a better way to put it. That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Make it disappear.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, whoop. Without biting.
Hey,
you know what you see?
Who is that? Who is that
that's
talking?
That's the professor, baby. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day, no day, so. You know?
For sure. You my nigga already.
You already know, you
understand what this shit is, though.
I really do, you know? So, you know, how would you, you know, would you like me to bite your head off, boo?
But see, I'm the female. That's what the female praying mantis does. She bites the head off the male to send him into heat. So
that's why
he folks got
now.
Answer the professor's question, though. Do you want him to bite that little off you got on? You want him to bite that
mm-hmm.
off?
I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah, we're sick of this shit. Sick of
us.
You don't want nobody to bite that little lump off, do you?
What little lump? Wait a minute, hold up.
Mm-hmm. You know about
my lump. My lump. My lovely
lump.
Like
yeah. One of them females on the line know what I'm talking about.
It looked like medium rare sterling. We all know.
We got big lumps.
Hey y'all, guess what the numbers are today? We have a total of 803 fans in 4 weeks. So we have literally gained 100 fans each week. Give yourself a round of applause.
Look, you know how they say that's real talk, that's hot talk right there. That's that new shit.
That's hot talk.
That's hot
talk
right there.
And I really blame Feezy because he didn't send me the clap. Oh, that didn't sound right there.
Oh, man, yeah.
I know it did.
Damn, my nigga. You ain't talking about that, my boy. I'm here for you, dog.
I'm saying.
Throughout my personal life.
You're right.
Grab my pussy.
You're so right.
Don't judge me.
I ain't gonna judge you. Just know Hot Talk Radio is here for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Like Hot Talk. There's Hot Talk Radio is here. Hot Talk.
Man,
yeah.
Look. Y'all crazy as hell, man.
Hey, ain't nobody has a question. What the fuck are we talking about, though?
We sick with a tender, man.
Oh, what the fuck? Huh?
What are you sick of?
Sick
and tired.
What am I sick of?
We listening. You know, this
what am I sick of?
I feel like I'm at a bootleg radio station. I swear to God.
You out.
Right now, because what's going on is that the speaker don't have anything. You know how it could be doing.
You know,
and I can't hear what they're saying, so when they say something funny, I can't laugh because I don't know what they're saying.
No,
so
no.
I cut the speaker down, and I'm listening through the phone.
Hello.
Sean, you might want to just yard
switchboard. I'm about to put you on through.
Is this thing on? Hello?
All right. I called it.
Yeah, we on.
You know what I'm sick
Hello?
Of? I'm sick of females thinking. It's a big deal to have sex on the first date. That's what I'm sick of. It's okay.
Oh, man. That's a touching subject for me.
I promise I'll call you. I promise I will. Especially
you said you
I'm sick of thinking that it's a problem having sex.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I didn't hear the question. Mm. So what you're saying is that you're sick of not having sex with me.
I'm sick of girls thinking that it's a problem having sex on the first date. And having
girls. I mean, it could be a problem if the man got a little bitty tallywhacker. It could be a problem. We don't want to have sex with you if you ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Y'all scared to tell him.
Yeah.
Y'all talk all that shit, but you won't tell that man to his face.
Of course.
I bet you will. Let a man come talk about he want to take me out, and then I'm feeling him, and then he ain't coming with me. I'm going to tell him.
He might know what you're doing. He might be able to handle it, but here's the thing, right? Communication is the key, right? I had a situation where, you know what I'm saying, you know, where I had, you know, like I wanted you to communicate with me, you know what I'm saying? There was this one girl, you know, she was out of the ordinary, I want to say, you know what I'm saying? Out of the ordinary, like, you know, she got that, it wasn't regular pussy, it was something different, it was something like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got excited in it, you know what I'm saying? But here she is in my house talking shit, you know what I'm saying, telling me, yeah, well, this time was better than that time, and then I was just like, you know, I don't even normally have this conversation, because I'm always handling my business, but then it made me think. You know what I'm saying? Am I for real? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a female could tell you anything. So, you know, I had to put that extra, you know, length on it because I'm a part of the BDA. Y'all don't know what that is. That's the Big Dick Association. You know what I'm saying?
Right on. You know, President on the line.
Appreciate you.
I'm
going to
bite all y'all ears off.
You know? But the point is, we communicated. And then I shut all that shit down once and for all. Like, no, you are not going to come in my house, call me out, you know, let me feel like I'm not doing my thing. No, you get your business handled. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what I did. I handled my business. She won't talk that shit no more.
Hey, Professor.
Back
Professor,
talk to me, baby.
Hey, why they be calling you late? Why they be calling you 2-3 in the morning, 2 after the club, want to talk to 4 in the morning?
I'm sick of that. Oh man, it's no problem.
This is how it works.
Now, here's the thing: we can talk. Come over first, right?
Yeah, exactly. Talk to me face to face.
Come over first. And we're gonna get this that burst of energy that you had that you wanted to use on the phone, and we're gonna put it towards the nut, and then you're gonna talk me to sleep, and then you'll get the point once I fall asleep. I'll give you 20 minutes or whatever you have to, because I understand, you know, there's such a thing as you know.
You got shit figured out, huh?
Huh?
You got shit figured out, huh?
I mean, it's, it makes things easier. I'm catering to your needs. You're catering to mine. Everybody's happy. It's just the
way. Everybody's happy. It's a win-win for everybody.
Exactly. You know, you take that energy, let's put it into a good nut. And then you might forget about the whole situation that you was worried about. And we can talk about it in the morning.
They don't understand, Professor. We're willing to listen when you're talking about something. You ain't talking about nothing. You're right. We don't want to.
Right.
We
might
feel like we sick of niggas that's just lame as hell, think they got a big dick but don't.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying?
I
we just deal with it.
I had to analyze that, bull, right? And I noticed that a lot of women actually fuck with lame niggas, but they do it and they see it like a mile away. If a lame nigga know, a lame nigga will give you the signs that he's lame. He really will. He really will.
Hey, so why are you giving the pussy to the lame nigga anyway?
Yeah, he really
will.
What
are the signs?
Really,
yeah, what are the signs?
Because I'm sick of this. I'm sick of the eye on the signs.
He really
Hello?
Will. You know?
We hear you, motherfucker.
But you know what? It's y'all fault. All them lame niggas y'all talking about, I bet ain't never one of y'all told him that he was lame. So he just...
I personally like lame niggas, so y'all can hush on that.
Nobody was talking to you. You was listening.
I heard the big dick president in the damn big damn survivor, whatever.
Yeah. Well, acknowledging us.
Let me
see. Thank you for acknowledging us.
Well, I'll do that.
Don't talk to my colleague that way. That's not nice. Okay? He's earning his teeth.
He's going to talk his girl that way.
That's right.
He's in this association, I'm quite sure. You know.
Yeah. First of all, you gonna watch the song when you talk to us.
The GPS.
Excuse me, y'all are older. You guys will not jump on me.
The GPS.
Excuse me.
The GPU.
Fuck your motherfucking baby. I'm gonna bite his head out.
That's cool.
Her stomach hurt her so bad. She just
I'm just sick of
this
shit.
Say what now?
She
want to
bite
you. I'm going to see if and one of them got the life of a cockroach. I'm going to cut their head off and see how long they survive. Because, you know, a cockroach can go 9 days on their head.
There you go.
Lady, you so violent.
Don't talk to me like that.
I know, right? You bite it.
Stomach,
you're about to be in a hell of a lecture crew. You just want to bite every damn thing.
Yeah.
That's that baby. Oh, I'm sorry. That's that baby.
What baby?
Just slow down. Slow down. And slow down and touch it.
Slow down and touch it? All right.
Oh,
I need Sean to shut up. I need Swara to shut up. I need T to shut up. And I need Feezy to shut up. We're finna see what 704 got to say. They hand just went off. And we're gonna see what Kanye Black has to say.
Seven oh four, where you at?
I'm scared. That's Swerve. Swerve, I told Swerve to shut up, and then I'm scared to call her away. We're going to call her, baby. What's up,
no fault. 704.
Kanye.
Kanye.
Yeah.
704,
you on time? Hello?
Kanye. Waste a minute, we have not in this. Okay. Hold on, let's call the 704 back.
Call him back.
704 number. 704. Because she ain't going to be hanging up on me after raising her hand.
704.
Exactly.
They don't understand we'll call their ass back on this motherfucker.
Yeah,
it's
we're
hot talk radio.
704.
It's hot talk radio.
We're
going to call your ass back.
296021. That's my cousin. That's Mama Roxy's cousin, y'all. Show my cousin some love.
That shit was funny when we called you last. We wasn't a boo. Me and Swerve held it down.
Believe that. Put your ass on the line.
You have reached the voicemail box. Uh-oh.
Oh, she wanted
to leave a message.
We're going to leave a message, too. We're going to leave a message, too.
T.
Voice message. Press 1 or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
Waving on tone, press 1.
Damn, all the minutes are gone.
Hey, that's
her.
Please record your voice.
Yeah, that's me calling her.
When you are finished recording, press pound for more options.
You ain't the man.
Yeah, this high sauce radio. We'll appreciate you calling the show and then you bouncing like that. We love you. We are interested in your needs and wants, and we want to hear what you got to say. This Hot Talk Radio, we got the whole squad. What up, Hot Talk?
What up,
signing off.
What up, Elliot?
Signing off, this Dick.
What up?
Oh, my God.
Where Elliot at?
I'm right here.
I want to bite your ear off.
That nigga gonna be
you know what I'm sick of? Hey, you know what I'm sick of?
Man.
You know what I'm sick of? Can I say what I'm sick of? I got another I'm sick of.
Tell me what you're sick of, sir.
I'm sick of you sending all those idle threats, and then when we get there, you don't do nothing. What's up with that?
No, I ain't doing it.
I'm sick of that. Can you explain that?
Lady Lee without Mama Rossi.
They done said all this and they done said all that, and then what?
I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of being
it's
blind.
It's a key. Now we key key.
Hey, Lady Libra.
What?
This what have said all this. All y'all just say,
Oh, hell no.
It's your birthday.
Well,
hey,
that
is the president of the PDA.
Nasty, just vulgar mouth. Oh my God. Who said that? It had to be Swerve. Oh my God.
I'm sick of Elliot not doing what he said he gonna do.
What I did? Hold on, watch this. I'm not gonna let you knock my head off. I need my head.
What
are
you saying?
I need my head.
I ain't tell you what Lady Libra was saying about you last week.
What she said about the door?
What happened?
Yeah. She was saying she was gonna bite off. She was gonna cut that thing when she see you. She say the other dude was gonna lay it down, but she wants you to beat it up.
Yeah.
That sounds like a job for it right there. Right, to take the pen, man.
I'm sick of y'all talking about fucking, and I ain't had none in 3 weeks. How about that?
Oh, man.
Shit. Who called that in?
What are you waiting on?
Why is everybody going up to Elliot?
I don't know. I just feel like going up to Elliot today.
You can't go out. No, you go out to Elliot. I'm going out to the professor.
Go ahead, baby.
Yeah.
You know, we got, you know, there's plenty of unfinished business over there, Lady Libra.
Either way, you see how your cake's still in the cleaner.
After y'all give us y'all
want,
y'all. Hey, they messed it up, so I had to send it back. I'm going to fill you up like Club Libra on a Friday night. I'm going to fill you all the way up. I'm going to pack you in. No parking available. I promise. And then, of course,
promise,
every week out, you know what I'm saying?
You pinky swear, promise?
I don't make promises that I can't keep.
Never make a promise that you can't keep.
Y'all must be listening to us at Jose.
What'd you say?
I said, y'all must be listening to the Sweat Hotel. That song on right now.
Oh, no, we ain't.
No, what station is that?
That's that gay dude, ain't it? Ain't that Cisco?
Yeah. That's the dragon.
I mean, I don't know if he's gay or not. I don't have nothing against gay guys, you know, or gay girls. I mean, I'm not racist all of them.
I bet you won't try him. You won't try him.
What you sick of? I mean, are you sick of meeting other partners and whatever, however y'all talk? I don't know. Shit, I'm not gay, but anyway.
I'm sick of y'all saying like y'all don't want a nigga to beat it up.
Yeah,
I'm sick of y'all trying to act like y'all don't want Fees and the professor to beat it up.
I do. I want my threesome.
I'm about to jump with my son to Elliot.
You are not getting my Elliot.
Fight.
Yeah. I tell you what.
We're gonna have to change the mixtape up.
Their
frat house was off the chain. Two girls outside right now.
This is what I would do.
Your name is Lady Libra and Star.
I'm
putting my
whole
skin
outside.
And they straight going ham.
Right now.
Y'all
ain't right.
Hey, y'all gonna have to bear with me while I get in the shower, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might get a shower.
How come you take a shower while you on the air?
He's live from the house. What you talking about? Yeah. Anything goes.
Y'all might look up and get a shower scene. Stay tuned.
Who getting in the shower? Who getting in the shower?
Swerve on the swerve.
Huh? Shower.
Where is the professor? Where is the naughty professor?
I'm right here, baby. I was saying, you know, you could get Elliot, you know what I'm saying, why don't you make
DJ
it occupy you right now while she's occupying Elliot. And then, you know, let nature take its course. We make the switch. Switch!
That means a threesome action. Wow.
No,
another threesome?
Lady Libra said that she wasn't getting her Elliot, so I was going to occupy Lady Libra while she go get Elliot.
Wingman, they don't understand wingman shit. Wingman shit is, you can't discuss wingman stuff on here, not right now. They wouldn't understand the wingman. They don't know that about that, professor. you can't tell it to them all at one time. It's too confusing. They don't understand the wingman.
What does that mean?
Don't worry about it. That's what exactly we want you to know. Exactly what we want you to say. What that means.
I'm sick of this shit.
I'm so hungry. I'm scared to eat.
Because you're sick of this shit.
I'm sick of Elliot playing games with me.
Uh-oh.
Elliot! I'm sick of this shit.
Hey, sick of this shit.
I'm really sick of this shit.
There we go.
Fight.
What?
Hell.
So we back outside the calf again. And they going in.
Well,
we back outside the calf.
Nah,
outside
too
far
out
watching it go down. Watching it go down.
They don't know about that.
What happened?
Hush.
Sean a thug, y'all. Y'all just don't know it.
Hush. Hush.
She's such a boy. She's such a boy.
See, Mama Ross is checking your picture. She said you look good in this picture.
She said, Elliot, I'm done.
I got my picture up.
Now she says she's getting rid of Elliot and on T-tip. Damn. So I guess it's going to turn into one big fat orgy.
One big old orgy.
I'm
why not?
Why not? See, I'm sick of your shit. I'm sick of this shit.
What's happening?
Go ahead, Rona.
Yeah, yeah. Let's
see. Live from the front.
Is this thing on?
Swerve. Fine as hell.
That's
hey.
Elliot.
Oh, well, I'm back on Elliot.
What's
he looking at y'all faces.
Hold up. Yeah. I got to go change my panty liner. I don't mess up my damn drawers.
Hey, make sure you bring the mop bucket in there now. We don't want nobody slipping and bumping their head.
That's
problem number one.
Mop bucket.
That's problem number one. You got on the panty line.
DJ Big C live from the front house. Swerve GDMC live from the front house. The Naughty Professor.
That's right. You know it. Duval in the building, y'all. Holla at us.
Nah, I'm sick of this shit. Well, I'm sick of me not having nobody available when I want to fuck. I'm scrolling down my metro now, and I can't find nobody that's available when I want to do it. Why is it always convenient for them and not convenient for me? I'm sick of this shit.
I was about to say.
You step your game up. You got to step your game up.
He said you got to step your game up.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you
what's
gotta
going
keep
on?
That one. Swerve,
you there? Swerve in the shower.
Oh. Well, I'm sick of these people from Atlanta sending me texts talking about all over magic. Swerve. Mama Larson needs you to give her the equation, man.
I don't know if she can take it from a woman.
You got to put it in reverse, though. You got to do it for the female. Tell her what the equation is.
The possible equation?
You know it.
All right. The equation is, well, let me lay the background for you, first of all. So you have a lot of times where you want to step out. You see something, you got something on that you know it for sure, but you see something that you may think you want to try out. You know what I'm saying? You go for that one, and it don't end up being what you really, really want, which means you violated the equation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the equation is, well, I'm going to say a guy term of it. You take possible pussy over for sure pussy, you get no pussy.
Wait a minute.
What
the hell came up with that shit?
And that's one to grow on. Swerve on.
Swerve on.
Stupid. Y'all crazy, man. That shit just
turned. We've been going by that for a long time, man. And that shit is real. You be sitting there with your nuts in your hand, like, God damn, I blew it again.
I love that real shit.
Take
my pussy wet. I'm gonna keep real.
I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of all this shit. My stomach hurts. My husband sleep. I'm sick of this shit.
Did you let him know you was pregnant yet?
Well, he must have knocked out. That's all called Sean sick. Mama Rock is sick. And you sick.
Whatever.
Everyone knows I don't have
sick. Your husband done fucked the click? Oh, man.
Oh, Fiji is
like that. That's what I'm talking about.
Hold up. Fiji.
He done ran through the click.
Please.
It is jail.
Elliot?
Yeah.
Did you just drop the fence?
No, I wasn't even talking to you.
All right, I think.
I wasn't even talking to you. See, you be always putting me in my conversation.
Yeah, He always hit on my cup.
Well,
I have to raise the right hand. Hold on. Wait a minute.
I wasn't even talking to you.
Listen. If you don't calm down, I'm going to find your ass. We got a caller just came in that we need to because this week is Twin Folks Week, who made the front of the headline of the paper this week. So we're going to bring them on, get to know them, see what makes them sick, and be prepared to roll with them all week long. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Put your game faces on. Here we go.
What it is? What's going down? Twin folks.
What's up, twin folks?
What's up, baby?
Hey, twin folks. This is Mama Rossi, baby.
Tell her, hey, where you calling from?
Shot City. South
We got the Buffels on the line. We got DJ Feezy. We got DJ Swerve.
What it is?
What is, Pebble? We got Sean. Lady Libra and Mama Rasta, we all here, ready to hear what y'all got going on because I was waiting to tell Atlanta that this is Twin Folks Week.
Right,
introduce yourself to them. All
right. Yeah. B-I-G-Z, Biggs, first part of the Twin Folks, first born out of the Twin Folks. 1 minute older, you know what I mean?
I'm sick of you already.
I'm the older brother, man. I call it now.
Yeah.
Joe Major, 8240 Music representative right here.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi.
Hey. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. The one that's 1 minute older than the other brother, do you last a minute longer than your brother?
Oh, wow. Wow.
I just want to know.
Wow.
Mama Rocky, I'm in the building, real live. I'm sick of this shit. I want to know who lasts longer. My motherfucking pussy wet. Hell, it don't got me wet. I want to know what's up. I'm just keeping shit real. College Park style, baby.
This is a minute late. I got to give me a beat shot.
Wow.
No, because I don't see your Facebook page. Y'all fine. Oh, damn. Who the oldest?
It's three of them, Sean.
It's three of them, man.
Yeah, they look like triplets. I'm going to get one. Mama Rossi can get one, and Sean can get one.
Oh,
man. Wow.
Yeah. We're going to be introducing their music all week, ATL. They got a lot of songs for the ladies. I said, boy, they wrote all this shit here for me. Also, Hot Talk Radio, they're doing a promo so that we can have some different promos to play when the show comes on and goes off. They're also getting ready to do a video, which is going to feature Hot Top Radio t-shirt. And they represent us on the West Coast, along with our global friends.
Yeah, everybody in Czechoslovakia, everybody in Germany. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, ich liebe dich, ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn. I speak it, nigga. I'm all nigga, but I speak German. You feel me? We love y'all, man.
Nah,
but for real, I did grow up in Darmstadt, Germany, so I'm, you know, that's what it is. But for real, that Rosetta Stone, it ain't nothing to play with.
That's what she said. Oh.
She ain't that Rosetta Stone shit.
Where is
Nikki? I learned Spanish, French, and the fucking Dutch in the mall. It took me about 30 minutes and I was fluent in three languages.
I'm sick of this shit.
I'm so mad at you guys tonight.
What is Hot Top Radio? Anything goes. It's Sick Sunday, people. Let us know what you're sick of if you're not scared. They too busy. They too sick of us. They sitting back listening and won't say nothing. Don't let us scare you. Don't be afraid. We will not be jumping with you.
Yeah. It's no holds barred.
Hey.
Yeah,
where you at, B?
And I'm sick of motherfuckers. When we tell motherfuckers good news, they'll got something, sound like they got something better. Don't they?
Yeah.
Hey, fam, I was just in the paper. I'm straight up. Yeah, my cousin, yeah, man, he was just in the paper too, man. Got a red charge. I'm like, damn, man, I can't never shine, huh?
Yeah, I'm sick of that shit.
I'm sick of that shit, because you know what's shining for me, baby.
Man, longer than that.
Nah, huh?
I know what the fuck I was sick and tired of, shit.
What you sick and tired of?
Motherfucker told me, I'm about to do me a mixtape in one day. I said, would you start right ahead, man? I didn't get it. I'm going to start on Saturday. I'm like, what the hell are you doing a mixtape in one day? And you ain't start writing.
We're sick of that shit, too.
We're sick of that shit. I wish we had a toilet bowl flush, because we're sick of this shit. We're going to flush it.
Yeah, we're flushing all this
shit.
Okay, yep. And then every time you run into a motherfucker, you're like, they don't say nothing to you, huh? Yeah, what you doing this weekend? I mean, what about the mixtape? Yeah, man. Yep, it's still in process right now. Yeah, fuck that.
I'm sick of this shit. Sean, what you sick of?
Hey, you know what? I'm sick of these motherfuckers texting me these long ass text messages. You can say this shit quicker than you can type that shit up. Get off the right. What the fuck? I'm
sick of all these chain messages, though. If you don't send the 10 friends, you'll be dead.
Yeah. Don't text me that shit.
If you don't send 11 people, your mama gonna get kidnapped. I don't wanna hear that shit.
That's why I'm glad I got Metro, because my phone don't be working. I don't
wanna hear that shit. I'm sick of niggas getting caught pinned and called with bitches, and then when you ask them about it, they say, who the hell are you talking about? I won't with no I'm sick of that.
You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of y'all niggas wanting a nigga to call y'all a freaky bitch in the bed, and then niggas see you in the mall, like, what's up, bitch? Now you mad. Why you mad, son?
I'm sick of niggas when to pull my hair. Shit, what part of this shit you don't understand?
I'm sick of y'all telling a nigga to pull your hair knowing your weave ain't tight.
That's actually a good point, you know, because, you know, you want your hair to be pulled, but how can we pull it, you know, if it ain't together, you know, and then when we make a mistake, now you're upset. I don't understand.
I'm sick of these niggas lying saying you're Magnum Man.
I know, it's only a lifestyle. A
frozen
man.
A lifestyle
with a rubber
band. Oh, boy.
Wow.
If you still use a lifestyle, that's a serious problem.
Hey.
I'm sick of you yawning in the phone.
I'm sick of y'all women talking about y'all want 10, 12 inches, and when they get the first pull in, you already backing up.
Uh-oh. Never that, man.
Yeah, nigga don't want to talk about that.
I'm thinking of y'all women
talking about how wet y'all get as soon as a nigga ready to get in the burial and you got a whole half a bottle of oil you pouring down your shit to try to make it wet.
That's how tired old ass pussy. You need to leave that pussy alone, baby. Leave that one alone.
That's my whole point.
All right, y'all.
We got another call. 217,
where you at?
Hell no.
217-721?
Anybody. Everybody. Scream.
off. They were still on mute. Kill me. I'm sick of this shit.
Kevin, what's happening? What's going on up there in Chi-Town?
Oh, man.
What'd you say, bitch? Writing up for our next single.
217721.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we getting ready for that new single, you know, right now. I know, you know, and they got another, I got a new single popping out there right for that. Swim, folks.
Oh, which one are you? You little or big?
No, I'm neither one of them. I'm Shine.
Oh, you the third one. You the one that look like the triplet.
Yeah, I'm the third one.
You're a big one.
This a big brother. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey,
hi, Sean.
This
hey,
the one I said, this the one that had got my pussy wet when I was like, that nigga fine as hell. This the old one.
I'm sick of her. I mean, she's
a wet ass girl. I know. Wow. Well, welcome, Sean. We're glad that you called in. You know, hey, this is the Twin Folks Week. We'll be representing Twin Folks all week long. Stay tuned. We're talking. This is Sixth Sunday. We're doing our introduction. We're talking about the things that upset us, make us sick. And then the rest of the week, we're going to introduce some of their hit songs that I've been listening to because I can't get enough of them because they wrote a lot of shit for the sexy ladies. So, ladies, stay tuned. Y'all going to be wanting to talk when y'all hear Twin Folks music while y'all sitting back scared to say something. Don't let Mama Rock just scare you.
Baby, I ain't here to scare nobody.
Don't let her scare you.
I'm just over here popping.
Because I promise you, we will not be gentle.
No, we won't be gentle.
And them Magnum boys won't either.
No, that's right. How your feet popping on the head, Sam?
Sean, Biggs, would you like to join the club, the Big Dick Association?
Oh, yeah.
Association, you know what I'm saying? You got to know certain things in order to be a part of the Big Dick Association, like, you know.
Just some real shit.
I want y'all females to confirm right now. I'm going to ask my niggas right now, you know, there's this hole, right? Right? It's not the pussy, okay? It's in the pussy, okay? But it's this hole. It's a certain hole that you get, right? Do we know what I'm talking about?
I'm taking notes. Okay.
I'm with you so far, Professor.
It's like a hole inside of a hole. You go into the pussy, right? And then you reach further back. You know what I'm talking about, Sean?
See, some people don't get deep enough to know nothing about that.
Okay.
That's like a whole another wall opening up.
Anytime you want to do to be in the Big Dick Association, you got to ask him that question. If he don't know what you're talking about right off the bat, that's a serious problem.
Oh,
that means he's swimming around in the kiddie pool. He's still in the kiddie pool. He ain't even hit 12 feet yet.
Mama Rock is right. Okay, so what you're saying is it's a hole inside of a hole. So you got
to break it down. See, it's like a little wall. You know what I'm saying? You're in the first section, but then there's a wall when you get past that wall, it's like a whole nother world open up. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a whole nother world. Like it's inside, but deeper inside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. First section he's talking about. To break it down to you, the first section he's talking about is like the foyer. When you walk into a new house, you in the foyer, you know what I'm saying? But when you get past the foyer and the tile, and you start getting onto the carpet or the hardwood floor, you just enter into a whole nother section of the house. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, okay, I didn't know it had all this.
I think I heard something like that on MSNBC on Lockup.
That's the hole that could get you into trouble if you you know you comfortable with that person.
Don't enter there prematurely.
Yeah, that whole.
Don't go to your Reddit.
Don't go to your Reddit.
I'm putting on our questions. I want to ask motherfucking questions. Now listen,
I'm putting on our questions.
I'm trying to get educated. Hell, listen. All right, I feel y'all on the hole and another hole in the hole. What fucking with a bitch that her shit is under construction and she don't have no wall? Then what do you do?
Under construction.
What if she ain't got no walls and y'all just
fall over in a bitch? And
she got Walmart and she ain't got no walls. I hope not.
We depending on that hole in the hole. Otherwise,
I mean, you all for self on that one.
Yeah, that means we don't have to end this quick. Yeah, you're going to get the excuse. Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a good minute. Yeah, you're going to get that excuse that day.
Either that, or you're going to have to go straight to your secret move. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The one that you only pull out in emergencies. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to go straight to it.
What is it?
Normally try to say that for a special occasion, but you're going to have to go ahead and get
what's
to
that?
It right
what
off the rip.
Your foot?
Every man got their own secret separate move, I hope. You know what I'm saying? You got that
okay.
one move that, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't getting what you're looking for, you bring that secret move out, and you're going to get some goddamn response.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm
no, it's going to work. If that don't work, then you know what? Then
you just go kill ourselves.
You're trying to back on out of there and say, you know what? I ain't even ready for you. It's time to abort mission.
Big.
What's happening? Wow.
Sick of this shit. I'm sick of this radio station.
Hey.
You know what? I'm sick of this Sunday night and me doing this high talk radio, Lady Libra. And every time I go to bed, you know what I'm saying? Because you work hard in putting this shit together, you know, I'll be thinking like, damn, you know what I'm saying? It'd be nice, you know what I'm saying, if I could get a nice quick visit before that early morning work thing tomorrow, you know what I'm saying?
So is that why y'all thing be hard in the morning? Is that because y'all got to pee? Because I'm confused. Y'all dick be hard in the morning because y'all want for pussy and because y'all got to go pee?
Both. A little bit of both.
I'm scared to fuck a nigga that time of morning because if he pee on me, I'm going to be mad.
Is what the hell are you waiting on? You see how they're looking at what the hell are you waiting on? You see his get on.
R. Kelly gonna start a whole nother thing. You feel me?
I take better than my own hands. I get up, I use the bathroom, you know what I'm saying? Take that nice little one piece of the tissue. You know, wipe that extra access off, you know what I'm saying?
Right on.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, see, I was wondering what that little tissue is when he peed. I'd be like, what? Do you be wiping your dick?
Yeah.
Hey, that's on.
You want to have respect for the pussy. You want to have respect for it.
Y'all don't want that pee in y'all's talk.
Professor, a lot of niggas don't know about that tissue wipe.
No, they
but
don't.
But we just
that's why a lot of niggas be walking around with that little pee stain on the front of their motherfucking drawers. They call it the pee spot.
It's the pee spot. You're supposed to, you got company and you use the bathroom, you know damn well you're going to drip. You know what I'm saying? You got to wipe three times.
From front to back. Not back to front,
lady. This is why the BDA is so exclusive. This is exactly why.
I'm going to have a different dick then. Nigga, I ain't never seen this shit before. What'd
you say,
big? Shit, motherfucker, shake that motherfucker off and keep walking, nigga. I shake, walk.
This is Hot Talk Radio World. The world was not ready for this shit.
I'm running outside,
Nigga, don't be trying to spray no design or no white
diamonds
behind your piss. You know your
piss
stank.
You know your pussy stank. I can't understand.
I'm sick of that shit.
Yep.
It's ways to not let a pussy stank. How about no sections?
Okay.
And wash your pussy.
Oh, my God.
And it won't have no smell.
Yeah, I mean, good God. I mean, if you can get up and walk past me and I smell any type of anything, you got a inspection.
I'm sick of this shit.
But do y'all let them know that? That's my thing. You let them know that.
I'm sick of bad breath, nigga.
Oh, Lord.
What you gonna eat that whole pussy for in this thing? Now your breath stinks forever. Now your throat infected, and you need
you. You talking like it ain't no hope. You said forever.
Word. I want to get on the breath shit right now. Now, PK,
the morning is one thing. If you wake up and what the fucking, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing. But you're supposed to hide it. You know what I'm saying? We know that when we wake up, our breakfast is gonna be fucked up. So you talk in different directions. So we all up in somebody's face unless you get ready to kiss them or something. And even then, if you kiss them like that, you know what I'm saying? And you're not really serious, you know. You might want to take that kissing and take a step back, you know, because kissing is supposed to mean something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to put somebody on blast. My ex-boyfriend, I'm sorry, I love you, but good God of Molly, Miss Jolly, nigga, you have my motherfucking windows fogged up. If your breath's so hot to the point where my windows is fogged up and I can write my name in my mirror, something is wrong. I'm sorry. That shit is ridiculous.
And something is wrong because you still so much you love him.
I'm
sick of this shit.
I'm sick of this shit.
There was number one thing standing up on me this morning.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's right.
I don't like when you
standing tall and looking good. I ought to be in Hollywood.
You see him now.
I thank Biggs and Sean, so they want to be a co-host. Biggs.
Yes, ma'am.
Biggs, where are you?
Right here.
Oh, okay. You got to put your mouth to the phone. I'm sick of this shit. Put your mouth to the phone.
How you know that man over there giving some mighty lip service?
Yeah. He better not be cheating. I know I'm going to some food.
We all.
Yeah, but I want nothing but some minor lip service.
Where my Sean at?
Love thing. I'm sick of these niggas lying about where they from. Is Clyde from Louisiana or is he from Florida? Because his accent's changing all. I don't get it. I'm sick of this shit.
Lies,
baby. Baby. Next shit. It's Bobble. I'm sick of this shit. Where the fuck is you from, Clyde? Is you from New Orleans or is you from Blackfield? What the fuck?
He from Jacksonville, where Elliot and I'm from.
Clash, you
beat.
He from Fruit Punch, Florida. He out with the Sweet Tea Crew.
You know,
that man from Florida, man. That's how they, the deeper south in Florida you get, the longer they draw their words out. So,
man,
you listen to Chick, you sound just
words.
Like it.
He draw out certain words. It's just one word, baby. That's it. All his other words, he sounds just like this. And then he say, baby. And then it's just like I'm
that's, and that's
I'm
when you gotta go. Got
the whole
and that's when you gonna change the draws, huh? Baby.
What's Sean from Twin Folks? Where you at?
What up?
Right here.
Don't get quiet. Don't get.
We here.
We here.
Take that.
What's amazing is that Hot Talk Radio is here to save the world. When you listen to Hot Talk Radio, you not only become up on your game, but you get enlightened. You know the do's and the don'ts. You know how to clean up your act. You become that person that's no longer rejected by the opposite sex.
Exactly.
Because if your girl won't call you back, it may be because of the hair in your ass. You know what I'm saying? But now you know to shave your ass, you might can get her back.
Please do. Or put a crown on.
Shave your balls.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? The dick is so pretty without all that extra ass hair.
And I will be
doing I agree.
Hair,
motherfucking Q-tip, swab, biscuits, all sorts of shit on the motherfucker.
I don't want to.
You never know when you may be called to deliver tea bags.
Yeah.
That was punishment.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I don't think the guys, well, I think they know, but they think that because they are guys that they're supposed to have musty nuts. No.
No.
Y'all, the pussy smelling good, looking good, presentable, we want the same damn thing on the buffet.
Well,
pretty
much,
nice thing.
We will be doing an inspection. I don't want to see no excess. Well, I don't want to see no bump, no more. I don't want to hear no, that's a hair bump, all that bullshit. There ain't no motherfucking hair bump, nigga.
Well, Sean, how do you like your teeth?
Excuse me?
How dull do you like your teeth?
And I want to know why y'all got the Michael Jackson beard. Why your outside color on your arm is dark and your dick was pink? what's going on with that? I'm sick of that shit. Is there something wrong? Your head on your motherfucking head is motherfucking brown, and then the shaft is pink, and then you got all these other colors, the rainbow effect going on. Is that normal?
I think that's conversation.
I think you need to stop fucking with them niggas that ain't circumcised.
No, that's one thing. That's my rule. You gotta have that. I don't want that ass shit looking like a microphone, and I gotta pull that shit down.
Look how the elephant nose.
That's it.
It's like a garden hose. That shit is nasty. Mama Rossi don't do that.
Is this
home?
Ew. I'm talking about y'all around. Well, we have saved the human race.
We really have.
You know what I'm saying? My one of my previous I can't shave myself.
Cut it, buddies.
Before I got married, I can't shave myself. I have to let whomever I'm with shave me, so that way they can get everything, and it won't be no problem. You know what I'm saying? Cause I can't. I just don't want hair. None but the one on my head. See, that ain't enough, so I put on a wig.
Lady Libra got pretty hair. This is like Sealy.
Hey, you know, in the book they was really getting down though, like seeing the lady. Y'all in that color purple in each other? Y'all painting each other purple up in that bitch?
We selling purple, all right. We got that loud up in here.
Oh yeah.
Come on. I'm about to go.
Exactly.
Y'all hear me? I'm finna go.
I think she wants y'all to cry.
I want y'all to say something. God damn, y'all some real. I'm sick of this shit.
She needs y'all to say something.
Where you going? We not done. Oh, you found somebody in your metro? You finally found somebody, huh? You put the equation to your lifestyle. I'm so glad. Glad we could help you out tonight.
You finna go get tea bag.
Hey.
Y'all don't got my pussy wet. I gotta go
goddamn
take care
of me. I'm gonna tell you what, I'm sick and tired of knock down a girl.
All y'all
motherfuckers. What you say? You tell you what I'm sick and tired of right now. Sick and tired of knock down a girl. You already know what you there for. You know what I'm saying? She's like, oh, okay. I know what you're here for. I know what I want you over here for. You know what I'm saying? Knock down. That's it. Knock down status. That's all. And then after that, oh, you want to bring some lunch up to the other work?
Oh, wow. Come
on. Y'all want purple and shit after that. Let me
turn that over. Let me turn that over.
Buck down. Yeah. You going to, what time you got to be at work? I can drop you off.
Oh, no. My car is mine.
Hell no.
I'm sick of a nigga lying, talking about he got a job and he ain't got a job. Lying. He ain't
clocking
in no well. He ain't clocking in.
It's
your lying ass.
I'm tired of girls asking me to ask my phone when it's on vibrate.
They know why.
Hey, God damn, I'm going to answer it in 5 minutes. You just give me some time.
Be lying. But anyway, I'm out. I love y'all.
The niggas when you got on the baby, they get mad at you because you answer your phone. Yeah. Don't get mad at me.
Tell them niggas I said bye. Sean, holla at your girl.
Bye, Mama Rock. Peter, love you, girl.
Love you too, baby. Bye, y'all.
Mama Rice. Mama Rice.
Yeah.
Mama Rice.
Yeah.
Stop biting all them hairs in Atlanta. They got an APB out on you.
Bye, Elliot. I'm coming over.
All right.
Deuces.
I'm going to leave her CD so you can download.
Okay.
Bye.
Don't get quiet now because I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't should be. Yeah. I'm sick of this shit, too.
Who is that in the background on the other phone?
Who?
Nah, that's D.
Who?
D.
I'm sick of these crap.
What? This is not this is not the outlet for that, okay?
Did she say she's sick of wearing B cups?
What the hell, look, okay?
Hey, swear.
Swear, you know me too well.
I'm sick of them wondering why a nigga disappear for a week when they say stuff like that.
Yeah.
Trying to act like they don't know where a nigga went.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, you know, I'm a beast, so I know you're not going to disappear for a week. You know what I'm saying? Well, I can't do it for one, I do it in the other. So, guess what? I don't have any kind of issues. Trust.
Hey, man. Hey. Sometimes it ain't got nothing to do with that.
Excuse me?
You might be a very unpleasant person to be around during those times.
No, I might be though. Well, you know, I'm anal half, 50% of the time. So
you like it well.
You say you like anal
60%
of the time. Sure. Now, you know I didn't say that.
You got that loud.
Everyone, I did not say that. Okay, sir.
It's all right. It's all right. We ain't gonna judge you.
Good way.
Only y'all to get it together.
Who is that with that delayed reaction in the background? I hear
somebody got their internet on. Somebody got their internet on.
Yeah.
Shut down.
Oh no! Yeah, that's why my phone was laying down. On the back side.
That's what she said.
Laying on the back side.
You know what? Sorry, you stupid.
Why the fuck every time a nigga try to holler at y'all females, man? Not even trying to holler. Just say, how you doing or whatever. Y'all throw all the time. Jump out and say, y'all motherfucker got a man already. What the fuck that about? I ain't trying to marry your motherfucking ass. I ain't trying to get your kid. I ain't trying to,
you
know, softball.
You mad,
like. What's all that, y'all? Why?
Why you mad?
No, I just saying, I ain't a mad rapper.
That shit just happens today or something?
Get fresh.
I'm a happily married woman.
Hey, people, this shit is on demand. So feel free to go back and listen to it as many times as you want to. Cause these motherfuckers crazy. I'm sick of this shit. I'm the only normal motherfucker on the cast.
Whatever.
And if Lady you Libra. Believe that.
Lady Libra, just lay back, right? Just lay back.
Just take it. You sound just like a nigga.
Yeah.
This is a little fancy.
Take it.
What the hell does that mean? Nah.
Y'all.
At all.
And we love them back.
I just work the switch for. That's all I do. I'm DJ What the Fuck. That's what I am.
DJ What the Fuck.
Daddy, you talking about what the fuck is she doing?
Okay.
Exactly.
She been drinking. Don't worry about it.
Now, I'm sober tonight, motherfucker.
What's up with
that?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You have a morning sickness. You can't drink no more.
Go to hell, Nickel.
Oh,
sleep.
He's asleep.
You put him to sleep before the show came on? You're a nice wife. You're a nice wife.
Leave me alone.
They leave.
What, boo boo?
Just lay back.
Lay back.
Not on this
awesome.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
Who's
okay. That? I want y'all to go to Steve Major Professor and make his ass cooperate more often. And if he don't get his shit together, I'm going to give you his real name to find him on Facebook. Other than that, you can find him on Hot Talk Radio. You search Hot Talk Radio on Facebook. And you find him on Facebook, and then you can join him at hottopradio.ning.com, and you can leave him comments. To see it cuss his ass out. I will not delete it. I will approve your comment. We got to get these folks to do what they're supposed to do, especially that fake-ass superhero Black Clark Kent. Get his ass too. Joel Hightower, in case you don't know, get his monkey ass. Now, Fat is not in trouble because Fat is probably tired because she did a car wash in High Top Radio's honor today. But the other two motherfuckers I need y'all to get is Joel Hightower and that motherfucker Terrence, a.k.a. the Naughty Professor. Get the
I'm
ass.
Right here, baby.
Get his ass, ATL. The world, get his ass.
That's fucked
up.
Now,
Marvin
Elliott,
baby. I missed something. What happened, Lady Libra?
Lady Libra.
I sick the world on you.
You sick the world on me?
Guess what?
Come and get
you. Oh, I ain't.
You ain't your number of his status. Appreciate you.
Yeah. You know, the world. Be careful with your actual world. You just might get it.
Wow. Lazy.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Why won't we do an auction? Can we auction off all men?
We're going to do an auction.
You know what? We should do a party for an auction off the dudes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But hey, how are you
going to
make it?
The auction off, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, they auction them off, and then, you know, we take half the proceeds and use it for the date, and the other half goes towards the event.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
That sounds cool,
yeah.
Man. But we gotta be careful what we say that we gonna give to them as the gift, though.
Well, you already
yeah,
know
right.
We got these
events
coming up.
You got some other motherfuckers with money too.
Yeah, we might need security in the building on that one.
Yeah, buddy, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the wife, you know, I'll honor the date. I really would. I'll honor it, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to have some side stimulations going on if you want me to take this a little bit further. I don't approve, you know. But I don't want to be an asshole or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? But I don't accept all applications. You know, I have to take
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm
going to
do a therapy.
You're coming down here.
Some shit get denied right off the bat.
What's that?
Big.
Yeah, ma'am.
What y'all coming down today from Chi-Town?
Oh, shit. Hey, Shy, when we supposed to be heading out?
We can go down there this month, man.
Oh, shit.
All right, we're going to head out.
So,
you know,
y'all gonna do a party or something? I mean, anything y'all need us to do?
Shit,
Damn, it's funny you ask.
Been on
I think they'll be cool with just a minor lip service.
Well, see, I'm coming down there tonight. I'll meet y'all down at Twin Folks.
I got next.
Where the fuck are you gonna be until then, nigga?
Wow.
Nigga, what strand you gonna hook up by then?
Nah. I go to the homeless shelter. Fuck it.
I cannot believe this. High Talk Radio is number one. Because everybody only is crazy but me.
Hey, Big.
And I just want to switch more.
Big, let me get next.
I'm going to fuck all y'all.
Go ahead and say it for that one.
Leave the door open.
I got another trick with it. I figure when it's going down and the boys in there got them a real hot one going and they're leaving the doors open and stuff like that, it's always one that got approval for them. You know, they're trying to manhandle it. For everybody.
He in there with Chalawas on it with goddamn rubber.
I'm gonna door open just light three times like the mother boys did. I'm gonna flash the light three times and let my homeboy know to come on over.
Oh, we used to leave the red light on.
Yeah, the red light was the
key. Out of control. I saw radio.
Uh oh.
That what I said?
What'd you say?
Who you wanna say to?
Hey.
Get the call back later. This ain't got no class. I'm back. Excuse me. Hot Top Radio. Bitch, I paid the bill. I can say, fuck me harder if I want to and I answer my goddamn phone.
It is 12 o'clock.
That's right.
Oh,
I'm afraid
you say that.
It is
12.
Fuck you harder. Okay, hello, how you doing?
You know what I'm saying? Bitch gonna check me by my shit. Hot Top Radio. Like, oh, excuse me for saying that, bitch. I done told her when the show was on, don't motherfucking call the house mom because there'd be shit going on. So you the one interrupting me. You ought to been apologizing to me. Shit. That's the kind of shit I'm sick of, right? I'm sick of that shit.
What happened, Lady Libra?
World, we will be back Tuesday a little earlier than tonight. Tonight we had technical difficulties as usual. I mean, that's what makes this reality radio at its best. Nothing is rehearsed. What you hear is what you get. We don't have a script. We don't even have a fucking plan. We just know we're going to take this shit all the way to the top. High Top Radio forever. Forever. We don't doubt it or decide. Every week we're going to have somebody new to the... We don't doubt, we multiply. Every week is somebody new.
What? For real?
If you're looking for structure, if you're looking for something that you can pretty much have a idea of what's going to happen, this may not be the show for you. Because we have no clue what the fuck going to happen in the next minute. We don't know. I mean,
exactly.
We don't give a fuck either. We welcome it. Whatever happens, happens. We hope to hear back from you, too, to thank you for listening. Thank you all across the world, because we are now global. We'll see you Tuesday. We'll see you Thursday from 9 to 11. Make sure you send us anything that you want to know concerning our guests, Twin Folks, the Yacht Party Boys, .ning, .com,
Freaknik, anything that we have going out, send it to the email, hottalkradio@gmail.com. We're trying to keep everything simple. Everything is Hot Talk Radio. You get confused and lost, Google the shit. We come up. We just that motherfucking hot. You can Google us now. Now, if you Google Hot Talk Radio and this pretty, fine, sexy chick come up, don't be alarmed. That is me.
It's Gabrielle Union.
Oh.
Hey,
Lady. Yes, baby.
I want to get back to that part when you said that a different person every week or something, somewhere in there.
Yeah. What's
yeah.
up?
Oh, okay, I was thinking something else. Oh, okay.
He on that loud. He on that loud.
Oh, good.
He on that loud.
Don't make me play it. Don't make me play it.
I dare you to play it.
Don't make me play it.
You shy?
I dare you to play it.
Lady Libra, Hot Talk Radio. I'm going to call it.
I'm going to get you for that one.
I got to do that early through tomorrow morning, y'all.
You know it's all love. You know it's Lady Libra showing up on the screen, baby. They know who it is.
I'm a geek.
All right, T. Good night, Professor.
Yeah, thank you, Boo Boo. I'm going to have to serve all the hot
get
talk
ready. Yeah. You done rocking with the best. Yeah. Hot Talk Radio. ATL's finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black Clark Kent. T, a.k.a. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?